Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thatgame.com is the website. Check it out. All kinds of stuff happened this past week. You can hear all the interviews there. You can see all kinds of stuff there. Remember, you can take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sunday morning. Yeah, a little bit later than we normally are. But it's Sam and Greg. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out in Locust Grove.
All right, now.
Locust Grove.
Out in Henry County. How y'all doing this morning?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Wake up. It's game day.
I was just going to say, are you ever going to go back
Let's go get on. We just getting started. We just getting started. Come on.
I know you're snapping at me. I didn't say nothing. I wasn't going to go there.
We just getting started. We having a good morning.
I am.
How you doing?
I'm having a wonderful time.
How you doing?
Well, you lost my train of thought here. I was going to go somewhere. And this is one of those mornings where kind of like the opening day of school.
Yeah.
I won't call it New Year's Day, but it's a special day on the calendar. Ooh. And especially for American sports fans. Because it ain't just football fans. It's American sports fans because this is the biggest game in the country. And so everybody's affected by it, wouldn't you say? Things are being moved around because of football.
Absolutely.
Churches' sermons will be cut short today.
Oh, yeah.
Because of football.
All right.
So, you know, and I have a special message, by the way, because I discovered something last week and we can't have it happening today. So I have a special message to the grocery stores out there, at least the managers that are going into work and prepping for today.
I know what this is going to be.
Okay, so we got all kinds of stuff, but it is a special day. Sam and I could not be happier to be the opening act for what is the first day of Sunday football. A full day. I don't know how to describe it. It's like describing that cake that you got, like your wedding cake or something very, very specific and particular. It's just going to be, what's on your menu?
Yep.
The menu today. It's got to be just right.
Everything has to be just right. You want to get this thing off to a good start, right?
Oh,
we've been waiting. And plus, we're going to get to see the players that we haven't seen play all the preseason. Hopefully, we won't have any more spitting or any of that kind of stuff because guys have been waiting to hit somebody else.
When did that come back?
They really became a deal. I don't think it ever left, but it just hadn't been, you didn't have cameras all over the place, so now you see it. And so that was something.
That's your boy there from Georgia, too, right?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. You throw that on me all the time. That's your boy from Georgia. Now, what do you do with him? Where's the discipline for that level of player? When you do something knucklehead like that, normally you're going to sit for a little while.
At any other level. At any other level.
Well, but even at the pro level, somebody's going to do something. This reminds me of what was.
Well, he had to leave the game.
I get that, but there's got to be more than that. There got to be more. Because you. He's the best player on the defense.
Okay.
He took himself out of the game.
Out of the game.
Selfishness.
Right.
What happened last year when Richardson did the quarterback for Indianapolis?
Indianapolis.
He just took himself. He said, I'm just too tired.
Yeah, but that wasn't because of it.
That's even worse. This is stupidity from somebody who should know better. He's the anchor of that defense and does something actually, he got deked. He got Chuck Knoblocked. And Lonnie Smith, he got deep because that's what Dak did.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Dak was like, he'll just spit over here. And he go, oh, you spit at me? He was looking for something. He was looking for something.
It's because these dudes don't hit anybody during the preseason.
But they hit each other during the week, though, right?
No.
They have them. We talk about, Michael Penix got into a fight.
Oh, yeah, that was during the control scrimmage. I'm just saying, for the most part, there ain't a whole lot of hitting going on out there. You know, they've been waiting for this. They've been waiting for games that they didn't play much in the preseason games. Today, guys are going to go out and let it out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we've been waiting for, right? That's what we're waiting for.
Oh, no, this whole day we've been waiting for. Now, I will ask you this. How'd you feel about the two we've seen so far? And getting past Jalen Carter, Cowboys and the Eagles and what that looked like? Any thoughts on that before we get to what's going to happen today? Because I'm going to tell you what, Dak Prescott looked like one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, and it would have been talked about that way had he not had three drops from, by the way, the guy who got the big contract.
Oops.
Yeah. CeeDee Lamb, where was your hands? So I'm saying it could have been a completely different conversation. Y'all know I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but at some point you have to give the people the acknowledgement who are normally in the conversation of what's wrong with him? How come they can't do this? So when he does something positive, like he played well, they lost the game, the team lost the game, but Dak Prescott played very well.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So that was to me,
you kind of give the team that in spite of everything that's been going on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of put that in the proper place and they went out and played the game. And when you get the Philadelphia Eagles, their fullback goes out of the game. They cart him off the field. The number one defensive player checks himself out of the game. Okay, we got a possibility here. We got two vital parts of that team that's not out there. Let's go out there and play. And they did. And like you said, a couple of catches.
Change everything.
Makes a difference.
And we'll say the same thing here locally. Michael Penix, you know, he'll put some balls where they're supposed to be, and there'll be some drops, and it will come back on him because the quarterback always gets that. Anyway, the other game, you know I had mixed emotions because you know how I feel about taking this game. You're not going to get any Mexico City new fan bases down there. And Brazil, I don't even know what to think. That's so far away in São Paulo or wherever. Is it São Paulo? I guess it'd be a nice place to visit, but I just don't. If it's not soccer, does anybody care about anything down there?
To me, it's just like the games in Europe. The idea is to cultivate the game, get people to follow the game, and then eventually get a player or two to come from that area. You want to have the Yao Ming effect, right? You want to have that player that comes from that place, and all of a sudden, the people from that country break the internet to buy whatever it is you got with their name on it. That's what's happening. It's not about moving franchises. It's about getting, to me, cultivating the game to the point where you have players that come from those places.
All right, two things. One is Noelle's pointing a finger at you, so she's agreeing with you. Two, I don't have a problem with anything you just said. So it actually kind of makes my point. How do you grow a game in an area where, if you're going to get a soccer player, but let me back up a little bit to something you said. You talked about the Yao Ming effect.
Right.
Yao Ming and what's been happening with the basketball players in Asia. Is soccer as big in Asia as it is in the Western Hemisphere and down, and in parts of Europe? You know, you talk about up and down the Western, Caribbean, and South America, those powerhouses in soccer. We know about European soccer. Right. I'm asking,
they're professional leagues, but I don't know if they're anything to go with like Premier League or anything like that. So, but I don't know if Premier League is going playing matches there. They're coming to play matches here in the States.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Premier League is – I don't know if Manchester United is playing matches in Tokyo. I imagine they can, but I don't know that's happening. But that's what's happening with the National Football
League. And that's what I'm getting at. My point is I wonder if it was easier to have the Yao Ming effect in our NBA because they don't have that game as prominent in Asia as they do for the rest of the world. It's played all over the world. But you know you're not going to get any of these knucklehead guys in London or England and the Premier League – teams. They're never going to embrace football like we have here. And we've had NFL Europe, and we saw what happened.
Right.
I mean, I get what you're saying, and you're right. And maybe it'll be done differently this time, and they will achieve what they're looking for.
Ideas to cultivate some players. And we'll find out when they start on signing day, and you start seeing guys come from over there signing college scouts.
We have seen them.
Taking scholarships away from because then become like tennis, right? So I don't want to say it that way, but that's what when you go global, that's part of what happens.
Yeah, they come in here and take Americans' jobs.
Well,
they
come take jobs. I'm
that's they what they do. And opportunities.
Right.
And scholarship,
right.
Whatever you want to call it. Right. Scholarships on one level,
that's going global.
Jobs on
it's
the
going
other.
Global.
Yeah.
You know, and we saw the NBA do that, and other teams or other leagues have that opportunity.
Well, the point of it is they had the game down there, but the two teams that played, I wondered if we were going to get any sort of idea what kind of team Jim Harbaugh's got out there now and with the Chargers, and are we going to see this juggernaut of a quarterback and Justin Herbert, who we've been hearing about. He's throwing ooh gobs of yards each year, but where does the team go? And so going into this game, Harbaugh's 5-0 on opening games when he's been in the NFL. And I wonder what was going to happen and how could that happen with this Kansas City Chiefs team who, from all reports and what we hear, are going into this season with a chip on the shoulder because they ain't like the way last year ended. And now the spotlight is even brighter, not just because of what they done, and that's more than enough to have a bright spotlight. You got that other little thing going on there with their tight end and his, you know, fiance. So, again.
You mean the pay-per-view wedding?
You know, it's funny. When you said that, I thought you were the one that broke the ceiling on that. Then I had a couple things that were taped, and they were already talking about that, alluding to some form of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
I could totally see that happening.
Yeah. God bless him. Again, Sam and Greg, we are the opening act for the NFL today. We're going to be followed by the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. That would be Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick. But before then, we're going to kind of go around a number of things happening in the sports world. We're going to get some college football, obviously going to talk about that. Karen Pistain is going to talk U.S. Open. What a week. What a week leading up to the finals. We got the women's finals yesterday. We got the men's today. Lots to talk to Karen about. And she'll be joining us at 7:20. We're going to kind of combine casting call in Noelle's world at 7:40. And then, man, we're going to jump into NFL starting at 8 o'clock. Sam and I are going to go around the league. Obviously, we'll touch on some Falcons. But we're really going to do a deep dive into the Falcons-Tampa Bay game with Kyle Berger,
yep,
friend of the show. He's going to join us at 8:20. So looking forward to that. But this is a special day, man. Have you got a story of the week, by the way? Because I certainly do.
I have somebody that I can throw something in there. But go
Noel, if you please. Story of the here you go. Are we not going to have the story of the week sound? Oh, where we go. It's just a little.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll edit all this stuff out so you folks won't hear this dead air. It'll be fine. But
it's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Just in case you weren't listening earlier, shout out to everybody in Locust Grove. There are 6 o'clock hour shout outs. Anyway, listen, man, mine was very easy this week. I wasn't sure, and there's been a couple of things I could have grabbed on, but I'm going to give you my story of the week is the efforts of two people, father and son, Larry Pickett, senior and junior. You know what I'm talking about? Larry Pickett, junior, is a safety, plays on the Army football team. He was traveling with his father, Larry Pickett Sr., and they came upon a car fire. A couple people standing around looking at it, but they noticed that there was still somebody in the car. And father and son ran over to the car while his sister filmed it. She stayed back, and they pulled this dude from the car before it really, really was engulfed in flames. That is my story of the week. And if you folks want to go see it online, just Google Larry Pickett Jr. or Army football because they've been talking about it all week. And the best part about this, bringing it full circle, not only did these guys help this driver out, who is in the hospital and looks like he's going to be all right, Army went and beat Kansas State on the road yesterday.
Yeah.
After getting that done.
How about that?
That dude and his team went out to Kansas and they beat Kansas 24-21 on the road. Army sits at 1-1 on the season. You don't hear, other than the one game at the end of the college season before the playoffs start, the Army-Navy game, we don't normally talk about Army, period, as far as their football program, or Navy, or Air Force. But number 22 on Army, if you're looking for, as they said yesterday, talking about them, looking for somebody to root for, that's a dude right there.
Why not?
So there's my story of the week.
Wow. Well, Karen Pistain is coming up in the next hour, and she'll be talking about the U.S. Open and who the winners and losers are. And to me, although she didn't win the tournament, to me, Naomi Osaka, in many ways, won this U.S. Open because it was signaled her return, mm-hmm. her return to form. The fact that she had a smile on her face.
You know, I saw that. That was nice. I hadn't seen that smile in a while.
Rediscovered the joy. And I know you've always, like, you know, since she had her difficulties and things kind of spiraled with her and she became a mom and trying to play her way back in, you wondered, like, if she was ever going to be able to get back. You, along with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
But I think she clearly showed it in this tournament. And also, you know, had something sidelined. There was this rumor that ended up not being true that she signed a deal with LaBooBoo.
Okay.
Is she, are you familiar with LaBooBoo?
I've heard, but...
You know, Noelle, you familiar with LaBooBoo? You know, she's got these little figurines, and she had them blinged out. And they became little things that she brought on court with her up there. And she had nicknames for them, like Billie Jean Bling and Arthur Flash and whatnot. They got, about midweek, there was this rumor out that she had signed a four-year, $100 million deal to endorse these things, which they found out, they say, is not true. But I look for a problem to get some type of deal with this because she carried them out on the court. But just the way that she played and rediscovering her joy. A lot of people talk about Coco Gauff, and now she's kind of in that position, not saying exactly like Naomi Osaka was, highest paid female athlete, a lot of pressure, everybody expecting a lot. And, you know, doesn't seem like she's having a lot of fun, you know, out there.
Not right now.
You know what I mean? Even she won a match during the tournament and she was still in tears after winning. Here's an example of rediscovering your joy. She went through the fire. She's been through some difficulties, but she's come out the other side of it, it seems like. And now let's see if she continues to play this way. It was great to see her, you know, regain that form. And to me, I think she's a tremendous story.
I look at it more like she, and I agree with you 100%, that I don't know, and I don't mean to sound like I'm marginalizing it any bit, but isn't there some sort of compartmentalization that some players have gone through, some athletes have gone through, so limited to just tennis players. But when they become a parent, the importance of what they do that put them on the stage isn't as important because of the new baby. Then that becomes the routine of being that mom sort of dissipates a little bit, and then your focus goes back. Oh, I can do both of these. And I think that's where she is right now. And along with the other stuff that she was dealing with, there was, you know, reports of mental health issues. I just feel like she's put everything into a little compartment, and it's being managed. And it's allowing her to refocus on tennis. And Karen actually came on before and told us if it was going to happen, meaning the turnaround, it was going to happen on this court. It would be on a hard court. It would be here in New York. She thinks she was going to have to wait till Australia. That's hard court, too. But she thought it was going to be this tournament, and it was.
Well, I think it's also seeing that some players can successfully be moms and play this sport. Mm-hmm. The longest time you didn't see that, players waited until after their playing career was done to become mothers. You're seeing more do that. And shout out to Taylor Townsend, our homegirl. She gets to the finals of the women's doubles. Doesn't get to win it, but she is still the number one doubles player on the women's tour. A couple of moms.
There you go.
Out there handling business, right? That's a good thing.
On this seventh day of September, Sunday morning, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. There's something I was going to tell you about that, like I said, I don't want to give the stuff away before we get to. Oh, a couple of little announcements. That's what it was.
Announcements?
Yeah, a couple of announcements. We got to let folks know about stuff. Now, we got a lot of people.
This morning when you're in school.
Yeah.
Attention to the morning announcements.
Govern yourselves accordingly. If you planned on playing 18 holes of golf today for you folks up in Cobb County, specifically in Ackworth area, Cobblestone, you might want to call ahead of time to make sure your tee times are still secured. You hear about this?
No,
they had some weather up there, man. Got some trees on the golf course.
Whoa.
They were reporting that this morning. So Cobblestone, I played that before. You want to call if you got a tee time today and make sure they've got them trees off the fairways. Yeah, they had a couple trees that came down. And it was like, all right, y'all better call and find out. Make sure they got the trees open. But Cobblestone is saying that they should be open today.
Okay.
Having said that, I did a deep dive last week into something that everybody that I told the story to agreed with me should not have happened. Now, I ain't telling nobody how to run their grocery store. I'm last person. I know how to go in. It was that Paulie said in Goodfellas. I don't know how to run a restaurant. I know, sit down and order a meal. That's it. I know how to go in there and buy stuff.
There we go.
But last week, the opening Saturday of college football, I walked into a couple grocery stores, and I, listen, fully intending to cheat off my diet, I was looking for some chicken wings. Not thinking that they were going to be fresh right out because everybody's getting ready for kickoff right at noon. So I was in there from 10:30 to 11, and 11 o'clock I was looking in one grocery store. I won't give the name out.
Uh-oh.
Then I went to another one of their stores,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that the manager of those stores obviously was not a sports fan.
Whoa.
Did not know or understand the importance of getting your meal and getting home for kickoff. So I'm hoping that the grocery stores that are listening to us right now have managers that are sports fans, NFL fans, and they will have, listen, you got all the stuff you got to have out, but this is the quick grab. You got some folks coming over after church. You got some family members going to be there. All they want is chicken wings. You got some kids. You don't want to cook for it. They just want to eat chicken wings. For football, they talk about hot dogs. I think chicken wings have replaced
Here's the thing, though. The managers, whoever they may be, know that because they've decorated the stores. If you walk in a grocery store, you got little football-shaped balloons, got all kind of things. So
they didn't have it last week.
Well, to me, you walk in now, you got all kind of decorations.
You better have it up. That's all I'm saying. Just be prepared. This is you've got churches, like I said, they're going to cut the sermon short or start them earlier.
Start earlier
so they can get out so everybody can,
earlier start time.
Get on the road and get them. So I just wanted to pass that on. I'm asking, please consider having those wings out 11 o'clock or so, 11:30.
Love the way you present.
Breaded.
Please have them.
Please. I mean, I was asking. As a person who frequents your store, I want to go back in there. I might get some other stuff, too. But you just have breaded or non-breaded. I don't care. 8-piece, 20-piece, doesn't matter. Just have them out, ready to go. All right, coming up, you going to let everybody know what's going on locally? And some other stuff.
And we got some college football to talk.
And we're going to talk U.S. Open. And we got fresh money flying through the air. Got a fresh casting call, and Noelle's got something running through her mind. We're going to do a casting call and a Noelle's World combined. Heading into the 7 o'clock hour on this first Sunday, I almost said first day. First Sunday of football. Remember first day Sundays in church? Man, it was a big day at my church.
Always.
Ooh, boy. Anyway, Sam and Greg with Noel. Getting you started on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.